Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Boss Keith does a list every Friday at 9.
Rant.
Does a list every Friday at around 9:30. You're right. It's more of an angry outburst.
It turns
organized in a numerical order. Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. And this particular week was it's strange because he did like top 10 life stressors or things that stress him out during the week, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Like, everything stresses you out. Like, how can you possibly organize this, make a top five, put it in order?
How can there be only five?
Right.
Yeah, how do you pick this
well,
five
it's the
out of
top
a million?
Five, but yeah. How, you know.
I have a million.
So I think it's five as he's putting the list together. These are the five right now in this minute.
Yeah.
And I think he predicted the future. No, he doesn't say Cam Newton. He claims he predicted this Friday. So, all right. Let's listen to what was number five.
Just start with number five.
Please.
So, top five biggest stressors of my week. Number five is dinner. I spend an exorbitant amount of time thinking about what we're having for dinner. What time is dinner? Will the children eat the dinner? Do I have the stuff to make the dinner? Do I know how to make the dinner? Should I make something healthy? And then it all just turns into hot dogs.
Just goodbye, hot dogs.
All right. All right, so dinner.
Yep.
All right. What's number four?
Number four, masks. Do I have my mask on me? Am I supposed to wear it now? When I get up, am I supposed to wear it? If I'm at a restaurant, when am I wearing it? What if you're wearing it and I'm not wearing it? Is that rude? Like, what is the mask protocol? I'm in a constant frenzy about masks. When, where, when, how, when, masks.
You know what? If you could, like, read the thoughts of a gerbil, it would sound like that.
Or a squirrel.
Yes.
That's a squirrel right before across the road. When, where, how, yeah. Change direction.
Right. When it gets to the middle.
Any fast, erratic moving rodents.
Right. That's when squirrels make the mistake. They're out in the middle of the road and they just don't commit. You got to just keep going.
When, why, look who, forward. Where, where, right. How, when.
It's that turning back is when they get
keys.
Hit.
Oh, my keys.
You know. Frenzy about masks. When, where, when, how, when, masks.
You got to do, you got to like super speed that up and that's going to be the sound of a squirrel in the middle of a road.
And then get video of a squirrel running back and forth and put his voice there.
Right.
And make a video and go viral. A
little squirrel with Keith head on it.
That's a look.
Yeah.
That is a look.
Well, we never saw a shirt on, so.
In a constant frenzy about masks, when, where, when, how, when, masks.
I'm sorry, I laughed over it. It was so funny.
Yeah, that's good. All right, what was number three?
Number three of things that stress me during my week, sleepovers. So my 13-year-old daughter wants to have her dumb friends sleep over all the time, and I can't do it. It puts me into a panic. I'm in charge of like four people. They're so loud. I'm trapped in my bedroom because I don't want to bother them. What are they doing? What are they watching? Did I count the White Claws before they got here? Like, I don't know what's happening.
He drinks White Claws?
Ugh.
Yeah, right. What man drinks White Claws?
Apparently Keith does.
Yeah, definitely Keith. That makes sense. Oh, they're cool now? I'm drinking them.
He texted me Saturday. It's amazing. Number two on my list yesterday. What bad time? My stupid phone. Hold on.
Was he drinking White Claws at the time here?
It's amazing. Number two on my list yesterday. What bad time thing is cool?
Yeah.
This is his brain gone.
He had two White Claws. What?
Yeah, you got to speak Keith when you're reading it. It helps. What bad time thing is going to happen next?
Yeah, that's true.
It does help.
Yeah, Cam Newton gets COVID, Pats game canceled, NFL in jeopardy. Go ahead.
Number two, what nuts thing is going to happen next in the world? I just want it to be Friday of 1985. So all week long, I just stress, like, what terrible thing is around the corner. Somebody said today, like, the season finale of 2020 got off to a great start today. Like, that's what it feels like. Like, what other bad thing is going to happen?
Ask that question.
I'm going to guess Civil War is...
Comparing Cam Newton getting COVID to Civil War.
Yeah,
right. What a bad thing.
It's a big leap.
And then he said, and the sink that my washing machine dumps into totally overflowed. floods basement. Do I have a snake to fix drain? Certainly not.
Certainly not.
You got to change the number, man.
He cracks me up.
He would be an interesting person to follow through all this.
Yes.
And what was number one?
And then the number one thing that stresses me out the most, what bad things are going to happen on the radio stations?
Oh, yeah, you have multiple stations.
So this, it's really the thing I think about the most. So is the board going to work? Are people going to show up for their shifts? Are the things going to fall apart in the middle of the night? Is the power going to go out? What other terrible things could happen? Did somebody post something stupid on social media? Like, that's my number one concern. Like, all...
That's me whistling in the background.
Wow, you almost expect him to just explode.
Yeah,
rant.
Any moment now he will.
Overloading, you know.
Right.
That'll in a constant frenzy about masks, when, where, when, how, when, masks.
We were talking about weekly stressors, what we stress about. There's some list came out.
Yeah.
And divorce was on there, moving was on there. And we were talking about AJ's and mine last week, and we never got to Ashley's. What are your weekly stressors?
All right, my top five weekly stressors. Number five, wedding planning.
That makes sense.
We're in it now,
just
right?
Just talking about it. Just saying it.
Right.
So it's like we're just at the first phase, which is like venues. We have seen 12 venues, so we all get in the car. Every weekend is
everybody
just venue.
Yeah. Everybody.
It's my two parents and me and Eric.
All in the car.
All
Same
in the car. Yep. And we're driving around, and then we don't have
That's
time
not
for lunch.
Smart.
Do we have time for lunch? We're wearing masks.
Should be more stressed about
Do we have time for lunch?
Well, yeah, because we have
Should we make note to pack a lunch
no,
at this point?
No, we make back-to-back appointments.
Go to Subway, grab a bunch of sandwiches.
Yeah, thank you
drive.
For catching that, AJ.
Yes.
Because it was, you know, I'm stressed about the wedding, but when are we getting lunch?
Exactly. Right. Someone goes to Subway, gets everybody's order, and you pack them along and bring them with you.
Right.
Done.
You eat from one place to the other.
Exactly. One
Done.
And a half over here, and then right. you fish the half over there.
Yeah.
No, because you can't get too full, because then you can't focus, because then, you know, you get tired.
Oh.
So when you want lunch.
Okay, so you get the 6-inch sub, and then you eat half of that one way and half of the other.
And you can't remember, you can't keep the venue straight. So I like this venue, but this venue was this problem, but what did the other venue have? Did the other venue have this?
Okay, are you walking through with a pad and writing stuff down?
Yes, but then I miss what the person says giving the tour because I'm busy writing. It's a conundrum.
You know what works? A tent works. You get a tent with some nice green grass, and you're all set. You don't have to worry about the staircase over here. Exactly. You don't have to worry about the staircase over here or the bathroom. Mm. You got portal labs, and you got a tent. Boom, done.
I'm not getting married with a portal lav.
They make nice ones.
They do make nice ones.
We're gonna
get the nice
ones. You're gonna have a real toilet grandma,
you can turn around.
At my wedding. it's like I like this venue, but it has three rooms. What family members go in the main room? It's a whole thing. Okay.
Wedding venue. That's a tough one.
Yeah, just a little done.
Because you don't have a wedding date until you have that.
Right. So number four. It's getting cold outside.
Well, yeah,
oh, my God.
No, listen.
Fall.
If you say
fall,
Ashley,
we
fall.
You know what I really want to do as I hear this list?
What's that?
I want to talk to Eric.
Yeah.
And I want to say, what are your weekly stressors? And he'd be like, number five, Ashley.
Exactly.
Number
right.
four, Ashley.
Yeah. How hard did you get hit that one day?
Number three, Ashley.
Okay. I love that the cold weather is a bigger stressor in your life than planning your own wedding.
This is the person, though. This is the person.
Well, I have 2 years to do that.
This is the person, though, that in the summertime comes in wearing a jacket with long sleeves underneath it.
Yes.
Right. So you may say, Ashley, what's the big deal? We do this every year. The season.
Yes, we know
summer,
it's coming.
Fall, winter.
It's
it doesn't
not a
matter.
Surprise.
I am not built for cold weather. I hate cold weather. I hate being cold. I physically don't own enough clothes. I cannot wear enough clothes to be warm.
So that means you're going to Florida, huh?
That's because you're skipping lunch every day.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Eat lunch. Put those calories in your body. You got to, all of a sudden, you can handle the cold weather.
Right, running in between all those wedding venues and different ACs.
Well, okay, number three. This is important. It's sort of a branch off of number five.
Oh, no.
Specifically, the wedding diet. I need
which
to go on a wedding
not,
diet.
Which you have not been adhering to at all.
Exactly.
Unless you're getting a dress that has like zippers
you're
on it.
You're in trouble. Let me tell you that.
I can't commit because I say tomorrow. Oh, there's a donut. Okay, I'll start tomorrow. I can't start.
You know what she needs? One of those big cakes, you know, the kinds people pop out of and just cut armholes in them. There you go. Here's my dress.
What? Wait, what?
You know those big wedding cakes, the fake wedding cakes that dancers used to pop out of in the 50s?
Yeah.
At, like, stag parties?
Right.
Take one of those and just cut holes.
Parties.
Just cut holes.
No, it was birthday parties, no?
Right. No, it was stag parties. It was
stag?
A naked chick would come out. So what you do is you just cut holes.
Oh, my
that's
God.
The wedding dress?
You, exactly right. You just adore it.
Two birds, one stone. Cake, dress, done.
Right. You see Ashley's head and arms coming out of this cake.
The bride ate herself to death.
He was arrested after four different carjacking attempts.
Four.
Causing multiple crashes while trying to flee. The suspect, Christopher Hendricks, was sprayed with gas by one of his targets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, never try and carjack next to a freaking gas station as a person's filling up.
Or you look for a car that has the gas fill on the other side of the driver's.
Yeah, something.
They're on the passenger side.
There's better methods.
You jump in the door.
Right.
Front driver, and then take off.
Right.
Yeah. All poor planning.
Yes.
You know, being doused with gas is a very scary thing.
Yes, it is.
You're just one match away from a horrible death.
Yeah, basically you are just a Molotov cocktail waiting to go off.
That would make me instantly say, okay, you won this one.
Yeah.
I am out of here.
I'm going to take a shower.
The next thing is just flipping a match over there.
Exactly.
Hey, good luck.
Right.
Fireball City.
I'm going to have a smoke. Get out of here. I'm going to have a smoke. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and that's a hard smell to get rid of.
Yeah.
You can take all your clothes off. You can wash with soap, but you're still going to smell like gas for a while.
Oh, yeah. You wash.
You ever get
crazy.
Like one drop on your hand?
Yep.
It's like some nuclear thing. You know, you get pink, one little drop, and then you're driving down the road with your windows up. It's like, oh, my God, I'm getting dizzy.
Everything you do now smells like gas. And
yes.
And you always see everybody like around you going, smelling
yes.
the air.
Yes.
It's like, it's May.
Yeah.
It's May. Okay?
Yeah.
May.
Why
wrong
does
kind
the
of gas.
Salmon smell like a gas station?
It smells like gas in here. You know, it's like, you know, it smells terrible in here. But yeah, even the bathroom smells like gas.
So that was attempt one.
Yeah.
He got doused in gas. Now, I don't know if he changed his clothes for the second attempt.
No idea.
He had a handgun pulled on him during his second attempt.
Okay. At that point, you just say, you know what? Today's a bad day to do this.
Right.
Not my day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go chill somewhere. Watch some
Netflix. This is the worst neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah, these people, they fight back.
Let me target a senior center or something. At least the reactions aren't as quick.
Now, if you're still wet with gas and someone pulls the gun out.
Right.
You're like, oh, man, one spark, I could be shot and on fire.
Right. They shoot you. Kaboom. You blow up.
The only good thing about that is if you light on fire, showing up at the emergency room, you'll get right in.
You will.
If you walk in completely engulfed in flames, I don't think they're going to be like, name.
Need to fill this paperwork.
Sir, where's your mask?
Right.
Insurance card.
Yes.
I had a mask on, but it burnt.
Yeah. Sir, get your mask.
Social security number.
Right. Can we speed this up a little bit?
What's the problem?
I'm on fire.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't hear you over the sound of the flames.
Right. You have heartburn, sir. No, I'm on
Plus,
fire.
Plus, I also have a gun hole. Bullet hole.
No, I'm on fire.
Right
I love that. I love that Bruce Springsteen song. Not the song, I'm on fire. I am actually on fire.
The good news is the blood is putting the fire out.
Right. Yeah.
Slowly.
In the few seconds I have remaining on this door, can we speed this up a little bit, please?
Be like that scene in Animal House. I don't even put the gun at him. They do like a warning shot at his feet and the sparks from the ground.
Right.
They're like, what just happened?
Right.
The guy just puts the gun down, runs away.
Right.
It's like, nope.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
Right.
Oh, man. So this is not his thing. He might be, you know, he's a felon. So obviously he was caught doing something already.
Right.
And then now, you know, carjacking is not his thing.
Not your forte.
Not his thing.
Not your forte.
Not
his 0 for 2 on this day.
Exactly right. Yeah. Maybe try embezzling.
And then he did a couple of others and got into an accident. Here is one of the victims. And then you'll hear Sheriff Grady Judd, who, man, if that's not a sheriff's
name.
Grady Judd. That's a Dallas South judge name. Sheriff.
Yes.
Name. Yes.
Please send that to me.
I'm intermittent. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm intermittent.
That was the first one today. So you're going to hear a clip of the victim and then a clip of the sheriff.
quite odd. I've never had that happen before, but I just kind of, you can't steal my stuff.
You know what is really cool about Polk County? We fight back. We fight back against criminals.
Wow.
We fight back here in Polk County. We fight back. We fight back.
The first guy sounds like he's on Mars.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Can you play that?
Yeah, that's a weird phone call.
He sprayed gasoline, so he's holding his nose.
Yeah, so he doesn't smell it.
Quite odd. I've never had that happen before, but I just kind of, you can't steal my stuff.
You know,
Roger.
Yeah. It sounds like he sounds like a helicopter-like reporter.
It's yeah. over a walkie-talkie
it
thing.
It does.
Also,
yeah.
there's a little noise behind him.
Mm. Can you do it?
What? The helicopter noise? Wait, we gotta play the guy, right?
I'm ready.
Okay, ready? Okay, start playing him.
Quite odd. I've never had that happen before, but I just kind of, you can't steal my stuff.
Yeah. And you're just gonna fall over.
Good morning, Senator Blumenthal.
Good morning, guys. Great to be with you, as always. Hope you're well.
Thank you. How did you find out the president tested positive for COVID?
I woke up at about 4:30 in the morning. I happened to have an early morning commitment, and there it was on my iPad. The newspapers had it.
That's weird. You would think the United States senators would get some kind of alert.
Right, like a light go off on the wall.
Yeah, I'm surprised. You normally find out through the media.
Yeah.
We received no word from the White House, at least none of us.
No, but I mean, typically, even when Obama was president, there's no,
anything.
You know, notify the senators.
Right. Summon the senators.
Right.
Right. And the red phone goes off. Yep.
All right. So you wake up, you find out, and, you know, I got to go back a little bit. Why were you up at 4:30? What did you have where you have to get up at 4:30?
I go to the bathroom at the same time, too, so.
Well, among other things, I had a dentist appointment.
Oh, wow.
And I wanted to... And I wanted to work out early, so I was out there getting ready to go out and for a workout. And there it was on the iPad. And, you know, I had the reaction that the whole world had, which was just shock, amazement, hoping, you know, he's okay.
Right.
But wondering what is happening.
Yeah. Now, what happens? Do you send him a gift basket?
Thing of your card?
I haven't. I've communicated good wishes
to
get well, but
funny meme.
You know, I think that he probably got plenty to eat there. He doesn't need gift baskets.
You call him fat?
Well, you know,
looks like you don't need a gift basket.
Well, maybe you send him a fruit basket.
Right, here's right. No carrot chocolates. Sticks. Here. Gotcha. Right.
No
right.
chocolate turtles.
No, wait, is this crap? I don't need this crap.
What would you put in a gift basket for the president? Some hairspray, tanning spray?
Definitely, yeah.
A red tie,
I
a blue tie?
Like,
tie.
Harry likes cheeseburgers. Calm.
He likes cheeseburgers. Okay.
Wait, what's this? He likes cheeseburgers. Yeah, right. Some McDonald's.
Gift cards. Because you can't just put a cheeseburger in there if you don't always eat it.
Right. So your office sends a communication, though, like, get well soon. Blah, blah,
well,
blah.
And I said it publicly. But, you know, the important point is I think all the country is concerned, rightly, wants him to be well and recover quickly. It's a national security issue with the president sick as he is and taking the drugs that he is. And I think that we hope he'll go home quickly when it's safe to do so.
When the drugs that he's taken, one of them is just in trials now, right?
There are a number of drugs he's taking, apparently dexamethasone, which is a steroid for people who have trouble absorbing oxygen or breathing. And then he's taking remdesivir, which is a drug that's in trials produced by Gilead, another drug that's used for COVID-19 patients on approval. He's taking zinc and vitamin D, which are over-the-counter, and then something called famotidin, which is also in trials, apparently. So they are giving him, in effect, the kitchen sink in terms of treatment. He's getting a whole combination of different kinds of drugs, and the word from his doctors is he's improving.
Why such big names for these things that are experimental? I'd call it, like, fingers crossed, hope, maybe, if. We're going to give him if not, we'll give him some maybe, and we'll do some fingers crossed, see what happens.
Let's back off on the tough names until they work.
Exactly right. We can't even figure out how to pronounce them or spell them.
You know, it's interesting. We're really not going to know if it even works.
Right, exactly.
Right? Because, like, which one worked?
Right.
Because there's so many in play.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
In his case, we may not know which one worked, although the doctors may have an opinion. And I should just say, listen to the doctors, not your United States senator when we're talking about medicine. But the reason to put them through these clinical trials is to determine whether they are safe and effective. That's the formula that the FDA uses to judge whether they can go to the public in general. But there is a procedure for emergency use authorization, and also for special use in hardship or emergency cases where a drug that's still going through testing can be used where it might make a difference, and it is an urgent situation where the FDA approves its use. So he has those approvals to use drugs that are still going through those clinical trials.
Says here the cheeseburger worked, actually.
Well, that, you know, I think the cheeseburger point is
protein,
in a way, a little more than totally frivolous, because obviously a good part of any recovery is psychological, kind of staying in the game and being up and allowing him to go out in the van as they did yesterday may have been part of their effort to keep him in good spirits and motivated. So I think that obviously, as with any patient, the idea is you want to continue to keep the patient motivated.
Senator Blumenthal is on the show. Speaking of that van or SUV that he was in yesterday, you're on the Intelligence Committee. Do you know what that thing is capable of?
I couldn't get a good look at the van.
No, but that's that
more
kind
of suburban
stuff.
Yeah.
Does that stuff come by you? Do you see that stuff when you're approving the budget for something like that, or
right.
do they not even tell you what it could do?
Well, we don't routinely, when we're approving a budget, go through the specific characteristics of those kinds of vehicles.
But I'd be like, $60 million for an SUV. What does this thing do?
It gets crap miles, know that.
I want to know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was just looking at the windows, and those windows look like that armor can come down over
them.
Yeah,
they are basically, what I can tell you is that they're pretty well protected.
Yeah. They're like assault vehicles.
Right. Press one, flat
tires.
We have
lots to talk to the senator about. One is stimulus. Are we getting checks? Who's getting checks? When they're getting checks?
Right.
And then the Supreme Court justice nominee. And before we move on to that, Justice Ginsburg, did you know her? Did you hang with her, party with her? How well did you know her?
I knew her. I can't say I was a close friend or even presumed to be a friend. You know, a lot of people say, well, I know so-and-so.
Right.
I met her on a number of occasions, spent time chatting with her. But I also argued three cases in the court with her. I argued a total of four as Attorney General of the state, and three of them were before her as a Supreme Court justice. And both on and off the court, she was just so incisive and penetrating in the questions she asked. You know, there was no sort of kind of flaking an answer with her. She would drill right back and
tough cookie
and down.
Yeah. She was prepared.
Answer.
She wasn't there like playing hangman.
Right. No.
You know, as you're making your argument.
Solitaire. Yeah. Game Boy.
That
she was
to be intimidating.
Totally prepared.
Right.
Yeah. She was totally focused and prepared. I understand right to the end when she was going through very extensive medical treatment and weekend, she was just incisive and
she'd get her chemo
insightful.
On Friday so she can go to the court on Monday, have a couple of days to recover. That's tough stuff.
That's very tough.
Tough stuff.
Very, very tough. And she was very resilient and persevering.
NFL agent Jill Linto, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
You know, before we get to him, let's talk Jets and Giants.
Well, they're both still in the running for the first pick in the draft. They've got perfect seasons going right now, both 0-4. Jets are a mess with injuries. They played the other night against Denver, lost 37-28. And they've just been decimated by injuries. The press doesn't really give them any credit. Not that they deserve credit, but they've just decimated by injuries. Offensive line, defense, they've had opt-outs. So it's been really tough for them. But still doesn't excuse that you're playing a lousy team and you can't beat them, because Denver's right up there with the lousy ones. Giants actually played a good game yesterday. They were right there 10-9, and then they gave up a 55-yard pass in the fourth quarter to seal the game for the Rams. But the Giants were pretty competitive. They're not getting a lot out of their quarterback right now. He only had about 190 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick. So sort of pedestrian performance at best, and they're struggling too. But the good news is they're in the NFC East. And they're only a game and a half out of first place.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
At 0-4? Oh, my God.
Well, those friggin' Cowboys. Phil, here's a good fun fact for you when you go out today. The NFC East combined is 3-12-1. By far the worst division in football right now.
Thank you, 2020.
They are El Stinko, all four of them, actually.
Everything sucks in 2020.
El Stinkos. Yeah, how about those Cowboys?
Well, I was thinking about you yesterday with 41-38. I don't know if you're watching or not, but I was like, wow, Chaz, we got to get the video on Chaz right now.
And that is true. That would be funny. Just, you know how they have the, like, best plays of the game?
Uh-huh.
It should be my reaction to the worst Cowboys plays
of
the
game.
Right,
fan reaction, yeah. Yes.
All right.
The fan cam.
Were you watching?
Parts of it. And then I just had to walk away.
Yeah.
Do the walk away.
It's too painful.
They have a tremendous comeback, 24 points in the fourth quarter. It's now 41-38 with 3 minutes and 42 seconds left. And I'm not sure how many timeouts they had, but even if they didn't, why would you do an onside kick?
Why?
And it's kind of like their theme is never pass up an opportunity to be stupid. And
that's their theme, actually, yes. True. Yeah. It's on the back of their shirts now.
The onside kick with 3:42 left, and then it gets worse. So Cleveland gets the ball at the 50, which is tough anyways. And then they run a reverse to Beckham, and the guy from, I forget which defensive lineman, had Beckham dead to rights for a 10-12-yard loss, doesn't make the tackle, and nobody from the Dallas defense is even in the same area code as the stadium, and he runs for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the opportunity was there.
Who's calling the plays for the Cowboys?
Well, I think the head guy is calling the offensive plays. The special teams, you know, the special teams coach will come up with a good idea or what he perceives to be a good idea, and then the head coach signs off on all that stuff.
Are the Browns good? They're 3-1. Is that by accident?
Well, when you have, hundreds of millions of dollars to spend because you hoard it and you have 59 draft picks, it's kind of hard not to be good at some point over a 20-year period. So right. I think maybe this is the time when the blind squirrel is finding the acorn.
Nice.
Buffalo. They are very good.
One of the surprise teams, their quarterback, Josh Allen, who has probably – one of the two or three biggest arms in the league. They're playing very well. They're 4-0. It's going to be interesting with the Patriots, obviously, to see how those two compete when they do. But they're not a joke. They're the real deal, and they're going to be good. Their front office has done a good job in acquiring talent. But it all starts with the quarterback, and that kid's good. He's tough, he's athletic, and he's got a really, really big arm.
The score didn't reflect how great they were and how many mistakes the Rams made. Like, the score was close.
Yeah.
And it, to me, watching the game, it was a disaster for the Rams. Now let's talk Cam Newton and the Patriots.
So what happened there was everything was good to go, and then Friday morning they came in with – they do a normal test every morning, every team does. And at some point late Friday night, the Patriots got word that a player, which turned out to be him, had tested positive. So they called him up at middle of the night or very, very early in the morning, had him come in before the team did, and he took another test and was second positive, which confirmed the first one. And he got sent home without breakfast. And the rest of the team came in, and they all did their tests.
That's where I get pissed. Like, wait, no breakfast?
Seriously.
You can't give me one to go.
At least, yeah.
Wrap it up, I've been smelling this, cook.
Exactly.
I'm hungry.
Well, right. I know you're starting from containers someplace. Cough it up.
Come on, a hash brown, something.
Yeah, a little scrambled eggs,
some
ketchup.
At least give me one of those little bottles of hot sauce.
Yeah, a little Frank's Red Hot.
I may have misspoken. Maybe they let him do a grab and go.
Okay, cool. Right. All right.
Joe went to NFL agent on. Yeah. But this turns out where they have to move the game to tonight. And now no Cam Newton. Is your guy playing now?
He's the starter, yes.
How excited are you?
Yeah, really? You can hear it in his voice.
Well, yeah, you can hear it in my voice, can't you?
But Joe's good at... he's got that good poker voice.
You become very parental when you're watching the game, though. But anyways, so the team now is being tested literally as we speak, 7 to 8 o'clock this morning. If assuming all those tests come back negative, and those are those point-of-care 15-minute tests, they're going to depart on two buses, one bus going to TF Green. I'm not making this up. One bus going to TF Green Airport to fly to Kansas City for those people that had little or no contact with Cam Newton. Another bus is going to – I know AJ's got a couple of good ones for this. Another bus going to Logan Airport with all of the people that were in proximity to Cam Newton over the last number of days.
Right.
And it will fly separately to Kansas City.
You know, for Joe Linta, NFL agent, your guy has been sitting on the bench for Tom Brady for years, right? And now Cam Newton, right? And here it is.
He's had three stints in New England, and he's never started a game in New England, but he's been with five other teams. And a lot of people forget, and not to be parental here, but he was had the Houston Texans in the playoffs. He was played very well with the Chicago Bears, started there, started in San Francisco before they became good and had some good games there. So it's not like throwing an undrafted free agent in there. His biggest enemy is, a positive test, not the other team right now. He knows this offense like the back of his hand.
No, but part of you has to be like, oh, this is great. My guy's going to start for New England and Belichick.
Right.
And this could be like a Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady moment where it's like, wow, this guy is something. But does it have to be against Kansas City and Mahomes?
Right.
Does it have to be against them?
Damn it.
Right. Could it be against, I don't know.
Some easy one. Soft touch.
A staker.
Well, they are playing Denver next this coming Sunday, so he'll have
that moment's good. A good and bad.
The only good thing about playing the Chiefs is the bar's got to be low. It's they haven't lost. They won the Super Bowl. What are we really expecting here? So if he comes out and plays even a little well, you're like, hey.
If he keeps it close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
We got to be happy with that.
But if he wins, it's an amazing win.
Oh, right. No kidding.
It's really an amazing. It's the big headline.
Well, the way they've been playing, as I said last week, Belichick, this is, would definitely be his best coaching job ever if they continue winning and make the playoffs with the roster that was really decimated by these opt-outs. They had, I think it was 8 or 9 guys opt-out. So they have a few high-paid guys. Their defensive secondary is probably the best in the league. They have very good guys back there. But they've just pieced it together with tape in a lot of ways at other positions. And the foundation of their team has been the offensive line, which is very good, and the secondary, which has been very good. So they managed to do well, and it'll be, but it's very, very dicey right now as to what's going on in the league with what's happened in Tennessee and what's going on in New England right now. Because the incubation period, I don't want to get scientific here, but the incubation period could be a couple of days. So the fact that Newton tested positive on Friday doesn't mean that there's not going to be 15 Patriots on Wednesday.
There might not be a game tonight or next. Yeah, this could all fall apart.
Why not work with this?
Everyone predicted this. Like right. They'd start playing and then it would just end. And
I
know you said that, that there was the chance of that happening. But did you see what CBS Sports did for their graphic of tonight's Patriots game?
What'd they do?
Normally they put the two quarterbacks up there. Uh-huh. They didn't even put your guy up there, Joe. They put Mahomes and Belichick. I'm like, wait a minute. Belichick's not going to be carrying a ball.
That'd be cool to watch him.
He's not going to be carrying. He's not going to be throwing.
Right. You run 5 feet.
Belichick's got a big arm. He can throw the ball probably 12, 13 yards.
Right. And his kid caught it, too.
All right. And what's your guy's name who's playing in the game tonight?
Brian Hoyer.
Hoyer. Right. I'm going to root for him.
Hoyer.
Really. Right. I'm rooting for Hoyer.
Right.
Yeah. I like that. It's a Monday night game that starts at a time where I could watch the end.
Yeah.
Right? It's a 5 o'clock East Coast game. Right. Right? Somewhere around 5. They say 5, which means 6.
7 o'clock.
It is 7?
What?
And there goes that.
Is it 7?
Yes.
7.
So, and then what? The next game starts an hour after that?
9:30?
They moved the other one back to 8:50, so it's 7 and 8:50. One, the first game, Patriots or CBS, and then the 8:50 is on the normal ESPN.
All
right.
I could kind of pull that one off, though. All right. We missed a couple things. So just real quick here, Tom Brady.
Brady.
Blew it up yesterday, 5 touchdowns.
Crazy.
The old Brady is back, and he threw one pick six early in the game, which was just a dumb throw, which he normally never does. But after that, boy, I taped the game and watched it last night. He was on point and looked really good, and he's really fired up. This is the, I'm still good road trip for him. I mean, he was really on point.
And who were they playing?
Pop Warner.
They played the Chargers.
Are they good?
The Chargers haven't been good this year. They had a quarterback change. They lost Philip Rivers, but they still got a lot of talent.
All right, Phil's got a quick question, then we're going to go.
Right, so they lost their other tight end, Tampa Bay. So now it's like kind of sink or swim with Rob Gronkowski. They put a lot of eggs in that basket that he was going to come back.
No. Cam Brate is the other tight end who catches a lot of passes.
He had one reception last night.
I know his agent.
Is he your guy, Joe?
Well, that's what tight end.
Yeah, he scored yesterday, Phil.
One reception.
But it was a touchdown.
It happened to be a touchdown. It was one catch.
I can't believe Phil is fact-checking an NFL agent.
I know.
Woo! Dangerous.
No, he's a Gronkowski fan, that's all.
Oh, gotcha.
Hmm.
I'm asking if the one catch that Rob Gronkowski had showed you anything, if you think he's going to be more involved moving forward, because it has to come from somewhere.
I did see it, and it was a tremendous catch. I'll say that he really has got strong hands, catches the ball really well. The only problem is because he's old, he's running like he's stomping grapes, and that's the problem.
It's a nice visual.
Great wine, though, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Huh.
I'm going to remember that every time I see him run now.
Right. How many grapes did
he just squash?
Exactly.
Was there enough for a bottle of wine there? AJ has jury duty.
Well, called for it, yes.
Attorney Norm Pattis is on the show. Can he get out of it? Should he get out of it?
Well, he shouldn't get out of it. Jury duty, I mean, let's face it. Who stands between you and the government when the government charges you with a crime? Ordinary jurors. If you did it, well, you're going to pay. If you didn't, somebody's got to decide. You don't want to leave it to some prosecutor to make the decision. So jury duty is one of the crowning jewels of American civic life. And it's one of the few opportunities we get to be sovereign as people. So do it if you can. But if you can't, then don't. Yeah. But and so right now it's interesting. There was a jury trial in last month, in Bridgeport, the first one since COVID began. And of all the jurors summoned to serve, only two expressed serious concerns about COVID, which was very interesting. State court jury summons are out right now, and apparently, if you fall within one of the CDC guidelines, you're over 65.
Are you jogging right now?
I'm out walking my dog.
Oh, gotcha. Right. No poopies.
That's how talented he is.
Yes, he can multitask. Yes.
Jog and give advice at the same time.
Right.
Did we lose you?
Hello?
Oh, no.
All right, never mind. So much for that multitasking talent thing.
Damn it.
Damn it. Damn it.
Right. Did the dog go number one or number two?
When you think about it, though, Norm is right that if your life was hanging in the balance, Would you want to be just have 12 people who had nothing else to do?
Right, exactly.
Was bored at home, or would you want people who have functioning brains?
Would I want me in the courtroom? No,
that is a good point.
Now you got me scared. I was thinking you should serve, but I'm not sure I'd want AJ sitting in judgment.
I'm going to be making jokes. I'm not going to take anything seriously.
That's
you'll catch me on my phone.
That is great. That is a great point. Because I see it here in 8-minute intervals. If there's any important information being dispersed, even during a 100-year pandemic, doctors would be on talking, and he's over there looking up at the screen or on his phone or doodling.
I think it was like April 2nd. He was like, it's not even a pandemic yet.
Right, exactly. So you don't want me in there. If it's a trial, they mention a car, I'm going to go off on the car. What kind of car was it? What was under the hood? You know?
You shouldn't be there.
Exactly, right.
Well, that's what voir dire is for, though. Lawyers have the ability to tell, you know, to say of certain jurors, this guy just doesn't look like he's going to take it seriously. But, I mean, really, I've never understood why folks want to avoid jury duty. It's really one of the few opportunities you have to make a direct impact. On the other hand, you know, in this COVID world, I'm told that in the new jury summons form, if you fit within one of the CDC risk categories, that's presumptive reason not to serve. So I don't think people should be alarmed. I don't think people are alarmed based on what happened in Bridgeport Federal Court last month. But we shall see. You know, we shall see.
When you say we, you mean me in there, right?
Well, yeah. What is your date? What's your date? When are you going to be there?
They said November 13th.
No, well, that's right in the fat season. The expectation is that criminal trials will resume in Connecticut in November.
No.
So, you know, coming soon to a courtroom near you, AJ.
That's not good for me, so I'm going to change that.
That's dangerous.
But
you can change a date, though, right? You can, like, ask for a different date.
Postpone.
You can, but, you know, it's an integrity test. Like, you don't just say, I want to postpone it. Sort of like your date with the Grim Reaper. I'll postpone it indefinitely. I'll get to you when
I can. Oh, that one too, I am.
I mean, but if you can serve, you should serve, AJ.
Yeah.
I mean, give your fellow citizens the benefit of the doubt of your wisdom, intelligence, and experience. And I realize it's fun. It's easy to joke and say, AJ, wisdom, intelligence, experience? Hell yeah. We listen to you every morning for a reason. And that is we enjoy your common sense and your good cheer. Bring that to a courtroom. Let's see what happens. Bring it on.
Good, right?
Can you take selfies in the courtroom?
So, Norm, are you defending the other guy in this case?
We have to wear shoes to court.
Yeah. It does sound like Norm has a case coming in Milford.
Oh, we want him in there, definitely, yeah.
Nah, you know, I was once on jury duty, and I made it all the way into individual questioning, and then I knew the lawyers involved. I thought I could be fair and impartial, but the judge thought it was too much of a risk. And it might have been something that flashing not guilty neon lapel button I had. You know, there are only two words you need to know to serve on my jury, not guilty.
That's a big full finger,
That's a dead giveaway. Yeah.
Do you do that when you're having a trial, or do you hire someone to vet the jurors?
Nah, I mean, there are people who pay for jury consultants, but for me, it all comes down to one word, bounce. And how do you pick a jury? The same way you decide on who to talk to at a party. You go into a room, you look, and there are 50 people, and you end up always talking to one person. And who is that one person, and how did you pick them? It's the person you resonate with. The person
you're being
who
attacked
gave you
by
the
a
most
bird.
Back.
The crows, look out.
It sounds like you're being attacked by birds.
Well, there are crows in the area. They're saying, AJ, serve on the jury.
No, they're not. Trust me on this.
AJ.
No, they're going to crap my vehicle.
Norm makes a good crow.
He does. The same thing.
Actually, picture his face on a bird right now.
Let me tell you, every day for the last 6 months, out for a couple-hour walk with the dog, I know all of these birds' life stories.
Right.
Should you be back in the nest? Your mother said only 5 minutes. You've been out 6 and a half.
it's just basically
who you'd want to
hang out with.
Yeah.
So, no special questions. It's just a vibe.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, when I was a young lawyer, I used to think, hey, you know, you should indoctrinate the jury and get your defense fees in there. But, you know, jurors are the most frightened people in the courtroom. The lawyers are afraid they're going to look stupid. They're going to lose their case. The judge is afraid he's going to get reversed. The court reporter is afraid somebody's going to scream at him. But we all know what our role is, and we know more or less what's coming. Jurors have no idea. All they have is their abiding conviction to do what's right. And if you give them the best information you can, 9 times out of 10, they'll get it right. one time out of 10, they won't. That's what appeals are for. So do we need jurors? And you know, AJ, if you don't show up, I'm going to hire a hitman to come knock on your door and say, where are you?
See, the mob. See, told you.
My attention span is really short.
Well, that's on the lawyers. They, you know, your attention span's not so short that you can't be up every morning for 3-4 hours and on the air. So I'm not buying it. That's an insufficient grounds to be excused. Request denied. Serve.
Halfway through you talking, I wonder what's for lunch today.
All right, Norm, we're definitely going to have you back. Talk more on this. The Adventures of AJ and Jury Duty.
AJ, serve! AJ, serve!
Crap in a windshield and prove it.
Shut the bird up in this neighborhood. Who is the madman with the dog? See you later, guys.
Thank you, Norm. AJ, how do we start talking about these chocolate turtles?
We were talking about selling things door to door. And I mentioned, you know, as kids, I mentioned that kids in my neighborhood were selling the chocolate turtles door to door to raise money for like bands and things like that in elementary school.
Right.
And that's how I got on that whole bandwagon, no pun intended.
We had CEO Jeff on the phone, and I think he remembered them.
You asked him, you remember chocolate turtles? And he said, yeah, I do.
Yeah. And he was nice enough to.
When you drive down to Florida, I drove down to Florida, you know, a couple times with my dad. And when you start heading, I don't know, south, maybe past like Washington, D.C., you start seeing these ads for Stucky.
Yep. Stucky's huge.
They're,
yep.
They're pralines and their turtles.
And, yeah, and so you ordered several boxes of these. We have one here in the studio. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I ordered a box of the two most famous. One is the pralines, and the other one is the turtles.
All right, what do I have here? Oh, I have the milk chocolate turtle.
Yeah, yep. That's what I grabbed.
Right. Same
so
here.
One has chocolate, and one is mostly, well, I wouldn't say mostly, but has big chunks of pecans.
Right.
And I thought we'd all try it at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right. And I have to say, I was astounded when I saw the nutritional information on them.
Oh, do we want to know?
Oh, or I didn't even look.
In the good or bad section?
Well, it's
Ashley, you can't start her wedding diet. Didn't even look.
True.
They're slightly different, but they're both equivalent to roughly 3 Oreos.
Oh, that's not terrible, right?
Oh.
Each one. They're like the size.
Well, if you only have one a day, you're not bad, right?
I believe we have a soundbite from Jeff. He screamed each one.
That's awesome.
I think if I saw 3 Oreos, then one of these, I'd go for one of these.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Well, why don't we see what you feel after you've eaten them?
Oh, right. Are we ready?
Yes, all of us? We're ready.
Ready.
What are we going to start with? The praline, which is the one without the chocolate, or the one with the chocolate?
The milk chocolate.
Studded with nuts on the bottom with caramel in the middle.
Yeah.
I have the one with chocolate.
Yeah, milk chocolate hold I have on. Also.
Ashley, hold yours up.
Stop it.
What do you have?
You got to try them both.
Hold yours up.
You already ate yours.
It's so good.
How's that wedding diet going?
It's not going anywhere.
Okay, are we ready?
So we're ready.
I'm ready.
With the praline. Let's start with the praline, which is the one without the chocolate, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Ashley, I don't have that one.
Yeah, I only have the chocolate.
You got to get it.
Ashley, throw me
that's
over one.
Ashley, how was
got it?
She's had everything already.
Yes, not.
Got it.
All right.
By the way, Ashley overthrew this. I had to jump off.
Sorry,
the
I
Odell
saw
Beckham
that.
Jr. cat.
Sorry. It almost took out a light
it's
on the ceiling.
Sugar. Yeah.
Well, the whole reason why you'd miss it, it falls someplace, and she'd find it later and eat it.
All right. We have the CEO of the company on. I'm sure he has things to do.
Let's yes. These. Hurry up, damn it.
Wow. Okay. So I bit the praline. And,
We're going to try it now. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm way ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, first thing I think of is growing up with Baskin-Robbins pralines and cream.
Yeah.
Do you remember that flavor?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
There you go.
So, it's obviously super, super sweet.
Yes.
Like hurt your teeth sweet.
Yep.
And the pecans or pecans are fantastic. Like soft and buttery and really good. The pecans are really, they're very good.
Yeah, and buttery is a good word.
Yeah.
Because it really nails it. Yeah.
Yep.
I think that when you go to the dentist, they don't have to go in and poke your teeth.
No.
Here, eat one of these.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're going to find every cavity.
Right.
Yep. But it's really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Really good, but really, I think eating a whole one of those would definitely send you right to the dentist.
Okay? And you're good for the day,
now,
too.
Yeah, let's try the other one, okay?
No chocolate.
The one with the chopped pecans on the bottom and the caramel in the middle and then the chocolate on top. That's the turtle.
All right, here we go. Winner.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like the chocolate.
They're so good.
Right. If there's one thing this needs, salt. It needs a little salt.
Yeah.
I think what it needs is like, it's something to drink with it, like a,
like a glass of milk,
tea,
right?
Or something like that.
Hot coffee.
Hot black coffee. AJ's
great.
Or
hot
insulin.
Hot black coffee would be great. A good, you know, nice strong black tea would be really good with it too. So I'm milking it.
Yep.
Yeah. I think the I think I prefer the praline.
Mm.
But they're both really good. The turtle is like kind of like a, I don't know, a Rolo with nuts on it.
Yeah, Rolos are awesome, man. They're still around too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. I can't blink right now. I can't even blink. I just had two of those things.
Oh,
and I just drank a cup
of
coffee.
You know what?
Here's kind of weird because I talked about that I would drive down to Florida with my dad.
Yeah.
And on the box, it says established 1937, and he was born in 1937.
Oh, that's that reason. Plus, also, Dad probably didn't fall asleep at the wheel afterwards.
That's right. You could drive the Ford straight.
Well, yeah, he drove to Cuba.
South of the border. Do you remember the south of the border?
Yeah, Pedro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pedro says this and that. Yeah. Yep.
What's the vote? I would go for the praline.
I do, too.
I'm with the chocolate turtle.
Yeah, same chocolate. You know, I'm traditionalist here.
All right, well, good. Well, I'm glad. Make sure if there's any left that you share them. I know Kristen and Keith would love to try them.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to bring those right out.
Exactly.
And, what a treat.
Only a
what a nice
you
thing
so
to do.
Much.
You didn't have to do this.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Thank you. CEO Jeff.
Wow.
These are fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. I can't blink right now.
Yeah.
Here's
the thing with this. One is good. Normally, I'm a sweets person, and I'll have two or three or something. This is it.
They say good.
Very rich.
One equals three Oreos. All you need is one.
All you need is one.
Yeah.
All
see you Tuesday.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.